rest.
Maybe I'll get one when I go back home. Okay, today is Ayin Dalet. New Mishnah.
He's very conveniently arranging the Mishnahs at the top of the page. Isn't
he? Yeah, but it doesn't last long. Elo Esrin. We're going to see him on Sunday. Elo, you can always jump at the bandwagon at the end. Elo Asurin v'Oisrin v'Chol Shehen. So the following things, they are forbidden. We're going to say they're forbidden b'hanah, and therefore when they mix with something else, they're also b'Chol Shehen. They're not bottled. No matter what. Sorry?
We're getting
to chometz. We'll mention chometz today. Just to, you know. Yayin. So Yayin Nesech, as we're talking about. So it's so it's not bottle. We'll say in a second that we're talking about where it's barrel by barrel. And we're going to discuss. We're going to discuss the opinion of. That's next Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, who says slightly different. And then you have Avodas Kechavim, that means in Avodas Zorah itself. If you have an idol and it got mixed in with your other toys, it's not bottle.
We had before, if you buy Grutois Shel Kesef and you found a tzelem in the middle or something.
So once you got it. So the thing is, it's Dovah Shabbat Minyan. So there's two things we're going to say over here. One is that it's countable because it's
chashuv
neyatzma. That's it, exactly. And similarly, oires levuvin. This is, they used to have a thing where for avodah zarah they would cut out the heart of the animal, and then the circle skin around it is also.
We mentioned it earlier.
Prokim. V'sher haniskal. Shar haniskal means that the shur was murdered somebody, so he's chayv misa. So he's got stoned, and he's also osur bahano. The Egla Rufa, also Osir Bana, when they killed the calf, when they had a dead body, didn't know where it was, who killed him. V'tzipari Mitzayra, the birds used for the Taras and Mitzayra, also Osir Bana. And Se'ar Nazir, the hair of a Nazir.
Don't he have to throw it in the fire under the pot?
Yeah, he does.
Saying, when it's cut, but before he put it in the fire.
Yeah, or if he didn't try the whole thing there, for some reason it's...
He might want to use it for a place.
For a shaitel.
Yeah, or stuffing a pillow or something.
Shaitel's more exciting. My nephew just joined the army. Well, he got drafted, so he's now...
Buzz cut.
So he had very long hair, and now he's got very short hair, and he donated his hair for... They make shaitels for cancer patients. Yeah, I think. Peta Chamor is again before my rabbi got to it. It's Osir Bahano before you paid it, Hestus. Yeah, the firstborn donkey.
No, this isn't his thing, the Peta Chamor. He's into Ben Pekua. That's different.
Who's the Peta Chamor?
They made a Peta Chamor in Adas.
Yeah, they made one. It wasn't him?
No, that was.
Somebody else.
Goldberger and Friedman.
Okay. I call upon him before you paid the petach hamer it's aser b'hano, ubasar b'cholov. Now here, basar b'cholov means not that the basar into the cholov, because a basar into cholov is not aser b'mashar. As we know well, basar into cholov is a bottle b'shishi, whatever. But here it's less in time. Basar b'cholov means once something has been made into basar b'cholov, so you cooked it together, and now you have a chaticha of milchig meat, and then it was ma'uriv with other chatichas. That's when we're saying it's not bottle. Yeah? And Sa'ir HaMishtalayach, that's the goat that was chucked off the cliff on Yom Kippur.
We just had in Rambam a couple of days ago, Sa'ir HaMishtalayach, if it doesn't die on the way down, the Kohen has to go down and kill it with whatever means possible.
Yeah.
And it's Mutar B'Hano. The Rambam Paskens,
you
can use the pieces of goat.
I don't remember the Rambam, but
just a couple days ago.
Alright, we'll have to go and check that out, because it seems pretty clear it's also Bana. V'cholin shanishchatu ba'azara, that speaks for itself. Cholin, so it was not a korban, someone took it to the Azara and checked it. Harei elu asurin, all of these things are forbidden Bana, v'ishim b'chol shein, and when they mix with others, they make asur b'chol shein. Let's do the Rashi. Let's see if we can get some Rashi. Let's talk about Mishnah at least. Elo oisim oisim b'chol shen, which we call makim shesarav v'sham, wherever they got mixed together, afil echad ve'elef lay bottle, even one in a thousand is not bottle, but oisim es kula makes them all osar. Yain nesech is a chavis, so here we're talking about a one barrel mixing, because remember, we talked when the wine dripped in, then we had the whole thing of your, what you call the tatar govar, if the wine dripped in, kama bottle, so that was loved after, it's not bottle.
Really wants to stuff him up, he comes in and tells him, I went into your wine cellar,
I put one
barrel, I don't know which one,
so it's not talking here about one drip of wine falling in, it's talking about a barrel, because that's why it's choshev. The different here, we're talking about things that are choshev, dobish of a minion, one drop of wine is not dobish of a minion, so we're talking about barrels. Avodas kechavim is a tzura, Sha'avdua, an image that was worshipped, and Isarva be'elef tzuris she'en, and it was mixed up with all your, what's
statues,
it called? All
your gnomes.
Your garden gnomes, yeah. Or your, I was going to say your Power Ranger thing. What are they? What are those things?
Oh, the Lego toys.
Yeah, whatever. But Eris levovin to have a name here. I'm not going to mourn about my. That's where we learned it. And Dafkav Tes, of course. That's what we're remembering about. Tziperim etzer chutzit bazar tzurim banahem mesachas kedushim befarish lehu. So that's also banah. Sar nazir tzuri hanahu duchsiv nasan al ei shashatakas avoshlam. You got to put it in the fire. So you're not going to have any anah from it if you didn't. Petach hamor aser banah kol zman shloi nifta. That means before you were paid it. Basa b'chalav, who actually says chatichas basas and his bashta b'chalav. We're talking about a piece of meat that has already been cooked with milk.
So you're over the issue already.
Yeah. So now you've got a piece of milchig flesh, or the fleshig milch, whichever we want to look at it. The nesra b'nais and tam. It already became osa b'nais and tam. That was not b'mashahu. Yeah, because it's two dvorim hamutorim. You're mixing them together, and it only makes it basa b'chalav. It only becomes basa b'chalav b'nais and tam. The chazav and isarva b'elav chatichas. And then it got mixed up with 1,000 pieces of regular meat. Then isaras kulan b'hanah makes them all osa b'hanah. Now, is basa b'chalav osa b'hanah altogether? Is an interesting question. The haitan is sabar basa b'chalav is isar hanah. The pluktehi. It's a machlekes in chulin, mishchitas chulin, whether in fact basar b'chalav is asur b'hana or not, which would be very interesting, Shala, for you only have kosher products in your store, right? Mm. But there's some kosher supermarkets that are also sell non-kosher stuff. So the question is, are you allowed to sell something that is made of basar b'chalav?
As opposed to stam treifus.
As opposed to stam treifus, yeah. Basar b'chalav would be a special case.
That's right.
If it's asr b'hanah, then you can't even sell it in your shop. Yeah. If it's mutar b'hanah, you could sell it in your shop to go, right? So that's the
nafkut. The drash of why we have the three.
Oh, so that's one day. Yeah.
V'yesh
l'meirem mishaseinu de basar b'chalav b'mashahu. Some are saying that our Mishnah is teaching that basar b'chalav is b'mashahu. Not that a piece of basar b'chalav.
In other words, it's never bottled.
The basar in the chalav. No, the basar in the chalav is not is mashu.
Yeah.
That they people that make a mistake and they think pshat in the Mishnah is that when the meat and the milk mix together, the shear of
that
making it into basar b'chalav is a mashu. One drop of milk into a whole big pot of milk of flesh, they say is not good. Then the svuri in the high b'chalshu the katani when they think that this kolshu is going to tipas chalav shnaf l'kteira. They think it means one drop of milk that fell into a pot of meat, or the chatichas basaktana, shnafel dekteira, or a piece of small meat that fell into a pot full of milk. Yeah, I'll be in a second. But filo einban nun tes, even if it hasn't got, einban nes in tam, even if it doesn't give any taste. The toes who be yodim, that's a mistake in pshat. The fashinim mi gemara the tana davar she minyan katani, because the gemara explains that here we're talking about all these things that are countable. Kigen chaticha bechatichas, you have pieces where you can count one piece, two piece, three pieces. So then, even if it's 1,000 kosher ones and one asur b'hanah, one it's no good. Mishum the dark on the iman is chashiv because people count them 1, 2, 3. That gives it a chashivus. V'loy bottle. V'ibe basish nesarif tana bechalav kamar. If you're talking about meat and milk that got mixed together with each other. Not for the kaderas basa or a drop of milk that fell into a pot of meat. You don't count the drops. You know you can't count drops of milk. How many drops of milk are there in that cup of milk? You don't count them. And already we've learned anyhow that if we're talking about below b'mina, it's b'nais and tam. And the only exceptions are Avodah Zarah and Tevel. That means that everything else, so this is talking about Min B'Minah. So this is all talking about Min B'Minah. Yeah, so that's why Chatichas, why is it Chashur? Because it's a Chatichas, so therefore it's a Min B'Minah. But Philip Rabbi Shmuel, Dormi B'Mashahu, Shlebe Min B'Minah, Medu. They also agree. Nozir is a Dover Hanimkir Min. Just to finish off, Rashi brings to the bottom, the hair of a Nozir is something that can be sold by a number. Kama Gizis, Bisela. How many Nozirs? How many shaitels worth of Nozir? Saka, they make bags out of it if they don't want to make shaitels. Okay, we're up to the Gemara now. We just did the beginning of the Gemara, which should say, yeah. Okay, yeah, you got it. So the Mishnah just listed a whole bunch of things that are forbidden to have benefit from, and the prohibition is b'mashahu, the smallest amount that got mixed up with other kosher ones. It makes all of them osur. So the Gemara asks Tana Maika Choshev, what is the Tana reckoning out here? The truth of the matter is that the Tana is not including here every single thing that is osur b'kosher. So he's got a specific list here. So the question is, why did he choose these ones? If he only wants to count those things that are osur b'kol shehu, then why is it so? Because they are a davar shebeminyan, because they're considered important in their own right, because you count them, 1, 2, 3. It's not just like a mixture where you don't have any numbers. Is list ninam ichatiches nevela. He should count pieces of nevela. Yeah, so even though it's not... So the Gemara doesn't know at this point that he's only talking about his Suri Hanah, because the Mishnah doesn't mention the word Hanah. Yeah, so he thinks things that are osur. So why not a piece of just nevela?
Regular
meat that died from the cow, just died of old age. So that meat is nevela. And that also was a davar shebeminyan. And if you have one piece of non-kosher cow mixed up with 1,000 pieces of kosher cow, they're all no good. Davar shebeminyan is not potter. And if he wants to list out why are these things because they are forbidden to have benefit, not just forbidden to eat, but also forbidden to benefit, is listing Nami Chametz Pesach. Then we should also mention Chametz Pesach, where of course the Isser of eating Chametz on Pesach is even the most minutest amount. That's why we have to get out with the screwdriver and toothbrush and clean everything out of your chicken. Yeah. He says on the side here, I don't know. You got to fast. Why don't you go to see him?
You don't fast
after davening.
You got to see him.
Finish your masechta,
so you have something,
and then you have a celebration. You can eat.
Yeah, but can I drink now?
Yeah.
I don't know. No, it won't be sunrise. It's like it already is. No, it's too late. Okay. I'll have to wait. I'm sorry. The Tana is counting out things that have both. He requires, in order to say something, Asher's Bekol Shehu, in order to say it Asher's Bekol Shehu, he says you need two things. Number one, Dover Shebeminyan, that is something which is countable. And number two, that it's Yisuri Hanah, that it has no Asher to have benefit from it. So that's what these things are. For the Gemara, one minute. Even in that category, there are still other things that he left out. Velisne egoize prach and remoide bedan. Remoide bedan. Walnuts that come from prach and pomegranates that come from bedan. Yeah, there's the names of places. I've had this before.
Egoize perach. I would have thought it was like a blossom.
Avodas perach. Yeah, no. You're getting too into the side already. Yeah. No, it's with a chof. Avodas perach.
No, I'm thinking about perach as in flour.
That's what the ches. So these fruits, which are examples of things that can have orla, or that can be kilayim, is a davar shebeminyan. So if they're orla or kilayim, they are also countable things v'isuri hanahu. So why not mention them also? So he says the reason why the Tana over here didn't mention it is because Tana le'asa, because we already had the Mishnah in orla, which says haroyla arla arla haroyla kiliyakerem, then also talks about when they got mixed up with 1,000, that all of them have the din of arla, or all of them have a din of kiliyakerem. Yeah, arla, the fruit, the first 3 years that the fruit grows on the tree, it's you're not allowed to have benefit from it, so that's arla. And kiliyakerem, when he planted a vine mixed together with the seeds of the grain, and he planted it all together and made some kind of a hybrid, I don't know what. So that is also that's kilayim. So that's those two things are osur bahana. So yeah, so those things are also included. He doesn't mention it because he relies on the Mishnah and Orla.
After 3 years, you can have the fruit. You can taste.
No, not those fruits.
No,
the fruit that grow after 3 years. The next season will be if it's an Eretz Yisrael, it'll have it'll be a thing called Netta Revoy, which you have to then take to Yerushalayim and eat it there. But in and then afterwards it's free for all. So then the Gemara asks next, "Valista kikoresh ol balabayis le'inyan chametz u'pesach." Didn't want to leave out the chametz u'pesach again. So the kikor the before when the Gemara asked "Lista chametz u'pesach," it was assuming not a davar shebeminyan. It was thinking a crumb of chametz is also a mashu, and we said why wasn't that in the Mishnah because it's not a davar shebeminyan. So he says, "Okay, 1 minute. What about a bagel?" Which is a davar shebeminyan. You count how many bagels you got, and it's also osur b'hanah on Pesach. So why not mention that? That fits into the category. So the answer is man shemata leida amal man shemata. We're gonna edit this a bit. Man shemata leida amal chometz Pesach osur b'hanah. Who's the one who says it's osur b'hanah? Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Akiva, Hatani Lehasam, Rabbi Akiva, Taka mentions it in, Rashi says in Zroim and in Beitza, that Afki Karsha Balabai, see Taka adds on to this Mishnah. And he says, yeah, that's also Bahanah, it's a Dabba Shabaminion, so therefore Taka Kikarsha Balabai is also going to be also a Kol Shehain. That means, if you had one Chametz stick bagel that got mixed up with 999 kosher Pesach bagels from Rishon. You have bagels there?
Not this year.
Not this year. Then it is Asher B'Kol Shehen. They're all become Asher.
The past bagel mix.
Bagel mix. There you go. Okay. So now the Gemara continues past the two dots. Hare Elu. So the Mishnah then concluded. It starts off by saying these things are Asher. And their Isser is they're not bottled even the smallest minuteness amount. And then at the end, it repeats the same thing again. As if we'd forgotten it from the first line of the Mishnah. So why does the Mishnah again repeat? It must be coming to exclude it. It's dafka these things, and I'm excluding something else that is not osur b'kol shehu. What am I excluding? I'm excluding things that are countable, but are not osur b'hano. Or I'm excluding things, or not or, but and really, I'm excluding anything which is osur b'hanah, but it's not something which is countable, so then it could be bottle if there's enough in other things, except for yayin nesach and tevel, like we learned yesterday. Okay, says the Mishnah Vayter, yayin nesach shenafal abur, back to our favorite case, so yayin nesach fell into the bur, kuloi osur b'hanah, the whole bur is osur b'hanah. And of course, we learned yesterday, depending on whether the top fell into the bottom, the Isser fell into the Heter, we're talking about whether the Heter fell into the Isser, or if you're Chizkiah, he did be Isser, Isser. So there's some, because in the Mishnah yesterday, we talked about, which cases. Is it going to be osur b'hanah? Yeah. So in those cases where it's not bottle, then it osur b'mashahu b'min b'minay. Rav Shimon Gamliel loymer yimacher kulev gecham chutz v'dvei yayin nesach shaboy. Rav Shimon Gamliel says you don't have to say that all the wine is osur. If a guy has a million drops of wine, there's drops and there's barrels. If he's got a million times as much kosher wine compared to the non-kosher wine, what he can do is sell the whole lot, and instead of selling it for $1,000,001, he'll sell it for $1,000,000. So he won't have benefit from the value of the yayin nesach, but he doesn't have to make the whole thing, throw the whole thing out. Yeah, he could still sell it and only discard that benefit. That's what Shimon Gamliel Shita. Omar Rav, we mentioned Rav before a couple of days ago. Halacha Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, chavis bechavis. That we pass on Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, we're talking about barrels. That if one barrel got mixed into 100 kosher barrels, you could sell the 101 barrels to a goy for the price of 100. Yeah? Of a loy yayin b'yayin. But if you had some actual wine that fell into the barrel, so you had liquid wine falling into other wine,
you can't sell a measure of that one barrel.
He says you can't sell the whole thing. So let's say you had 100 litres in the barrel and now you have 101 litres and it's all mixed together. You cannot sell it for the price of 100 litres, says Rav. No, Shringal Mill says you could, but Rav says not. You can't. We don't paskin like that. And that's what we mentioned yesterday, a couple of days ago, when Rav was giving the instructions to the guy, yeah, to make sure that he doesn't connect the top and the funnel is not connected to the bottom, etc. Why was he giving that instruction? Because Yayin B'Yayin is not a bottle. Shmuel Amar Afila Yayin B'Yayin. Shmuel says that we passed Kenak Rav Shimon ben Gamliel even in the case where it's wine into wine. So you have 101 liters because 1 liter of it is Yayin Nesach. You can sell the whole thing, 101 liters for the price of 100, and you're good. V'chein Amar Rav Bar Bachana Amar Rav Yechon Afila Yayin B'Yayin. V'chein Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Nosson Amar Rav Chanina Afila Yayin B'Yayin. So that is a whole crowd of people who all said that even Yayin B'Yayin. But then after all of that, Amar Rav Nachman Halacha L'Maisa. So Rav Nachman was a famous poisik. He was like the Moshe Feinstein Shabbatoyra. So everybody took what he said. He was the man.
Also the Resh Kalusa?
It was the Resh
or the son of the
Yeah, maybe.
Married to Yalta, right?
Sorry?
So you married the one married to Yalta?
Yeah, I think so. So Rav Nachman said, Halacha l'maisa. Okay, enough discussion. What's Halacha l'maisa? Here's the final decision. Yayin Nesach is Yayin b'Yayin Osir. Even though we all said, like Rav Shimon Gamliel, Yayin, all of those people we just listed all said a full Yayin b'Yayin, but the din is going to be like this. If it's Yayin Nesach Mamish, that means the goy mamish used this wine and anointed it for Avodah Zarah, then it is osur. Then it's osur, and you cannot get out of it by selling it for the lower price and not benefiting from it. The whole thing is osur. But chavis bechavis, barrel to barrel, then we'll say it's mutter, because we're going to pass like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, but like we're going to go like Rav. Yeah, that Rav said only chavis bechavis. If it's one barrel amongst 100 barrels, then you can sell 101 barrels. But 1 liter within the barrel, you can't sell the whole thing for 101 liters. But if it's stam yenom, that means you don't actually know it's been used for Avodah Zarah. It just means the wine belongs to a goy, and he might have used it for Avodah Zarah, but you don't know. So that is also... that Isser is with Rabbanon, and therefore, afilu yayin b'yayin mutter. So therefore, we can be more lenient in the way... to Mevatel it, and we can go and Paschal like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, that even if 1 liter of Stam Yenom fell into a barrel of 100 liters of regular wine, that you could sell the whole thing for the price of 100 and keep the rest. Okay, so nowadays I suppose everything is Stam Yenom. We don't really have Yain Nesach.
It's not real over there.
Well, you wouldn't know, and you wouldn't know if it was, so therefore that would mean nowadays if somebody poured a bottle of Debortoli into 100 bottles of Teal Lake
Kedem.
Of Kedem. Kedem, that's kasher. That's like take a blowtorch to it. Then it would be you'd be able to sell the whole lot for the price of the kosher wine. Okay, turning the page. Mishnah at the top. Gas shel Evan. Now you have a vat. The vat is made out of stone. So that's where all the wine's gonna go. Yeah? Shazitsa Evikechavim. And the guy was the handyman, and you said you need to get what's it called, no more gaps, when you're trying to make it waterproof, so you put a layer of tar, you put some tar on it to make it impervious, good word. So, and the guy did it. Now they had a trick, and that what they used to do is they'd put a bit of wine into the tar to make the tar taste good. to get rid of the smoke of the tar, Rashi says. That's about as much as I know about tar making. So they used to put some wine into the tar itself. So now what happens? So if the guy made the he was the handyman who did the caulking of the thing, and he put some wine into the tar while he was doing it. So now what's the story? So the Gemara says menagva. All he has to do is clean it. Menagva usually means he dries it, but we're going to see that you dry it with a bit of water as well. Basically, it means you get out the spray and wipe, and that's it, and it's okay. Vehi tahira. A tahira here means kosher. Vishal is because why? Because it doesn't go either. The wine that you're going to now put into the vat is not going to mix in with the wine that's in the tar. So it's nice and smooth. You get a smooth sheen, and therefore it's not absorb. It's not kicking out any wine anymore.
Just make sure the ethanol, the spray and wipe, is not derived from wine.
Thank you very much, Mr. Kosher of Australia. Vishal eats, and if it's wooden though. Now, what happens if it's wooden? If it's wooden, then it's a machlokes, because you might not get... Wood is more beleya, it's more absorbent than the stone. So Rebbe says it's even wood is enough just to spray and wipe with the non-ethanol, whatever he said. The Chachamim Imrim, Yiklef as a Zephes. The Chachamim say no, it's got to scrape off the tar, because in there is wine and you can't remove... You can't remove the absorbentness, and you better just scrape off the whole thing.
Machlokes and metzias, whether or not it absorbs.
I mean. Yep. Yeah, although, yeah, it is. But, I mean, nowadays, these halachas are not based so much on metzias, though, are they?
Some scientific studies show that a little bit of alkalinic pH does get.
That's interesting, because I was in Buffalo recently, and I heard a guy giving a speech about this very topic. And he was talking about the scientific studies that showed that the amount of tar, then that was zero, basically. But we still follow the same halachas anyway. Now, if it's shalcheres, if this vat is made out of clay, then it's even worse. And then afal pisha kolafes azefes, even if you scraped off the tar, you still can't, you can never get the tar off completely or whatever. And then, or the wine's gotten in somehow underneath the tar, harezu asura, that's it. Forget about this one. No, you can't do it. Okay, get a new vat. Amar Rava, dafka zipso. When is it okay just to use spray and wipe, says Rava? Only if what the guy did was he tarred it. Aval dorachba, but if he actually trampled the grapes, they stepped on the grapes to make wine with them. So if a guy used the vat and trampled the grapes on it, then it's not going to be enough just to wipe it, spray and wipe after the guy's gone. Fred the Gemara, Pshita, of course not. The Mishnah didn't say that. Zipsa, it's not. What do you mean? What are you mechadish over here, Robert? The Mishnah says we're talking about the tar business. We're not talking about because when he steps on the grapes, his mama's smushing the grapes in. So it's a different thing. Of course, the Mishnah didn't say that it's okay. So the Gemara says, Ma'od Tema, you might have thought, that even if the guy trampled the grapes, there's a better word than trampled. What do they call it when they step on the grapes? Okay, trampled. When the guy trampled on the grapes, you might have thought that even then it's enough to do the spray and wipe without the non-kosher ethanol. V'hai the katani zipsa, why does the Mishnah mention them when he tarred it? Urcha the milsa katani, because usually you don't get a guy to trample the grapes, usually you get the guy to do the handyman is usually the guy who tires the thing for you. Yeah? And it's the way of them to put wine in there also. That's the urcha the milsa, that's the other thing he's telling you. The other thing he's telling you is that normal stam tar has wine in it. That is,
I thought it was dafka. We said
the ethanol in the tar is from wine.
This tar coating the inside of wine barrels because you want to.
Yeah, you are. But he's telling you that the normal coating is made out of has some wine in it. That's what the Mishnah wants to tell you, really. Okay. Yeah, is so you might have thought that the same thing applies, that if Dorachba, if you trample the grapes in there, then you know that there's wine there without the Mishnah telling you. So therefore, same deal would apply. Kamash Milan, that it's Tafka in that case. And if you trampled it, then... I'm sorry. Yeah, well, it's... I didn't say it right. There's two gears here and I got it backwards. He says that you don't even need spray and wipe. All you need is rinsing it with water. That's what you would have thought. You would, yeah. So he says other way. I'm sorry. I want to head to the next Ikka D'Amri, right? So he says like this. You would have thought that when he's put the wine into the tar, that's when you need to spray and wipe it. But if you put it, if he didn't, if he just pushed in the, if he just trampled the grapes without any tar, then it's enough just to rinse it. That's what you would have thought. So he tells you, no, you have to use a spray and wipe as well. So in that case, you, what you would have thought is that you would have been more lenient on the guy trampling it. The Ikka D'Amri, which I mixed up before, is Omar Rava, Dafka Zipsa, Aval Darach Bal Loi Sagi Lo Benikov. You would have thought that it's not enough when he tramples it
to give it a
spray and wipe, and you
need
to peel it.
Is that worried about the doichik, that he's pressing, the pressure he's pushing in the
So Darach Bal, so in this case, in this Ikka D'Amri, when he presses it, then you would say trampling is worse because his mamish pushing it into the whatever the vat's made out of, yeah? So just doing spray and wipe wouldn't be enough. Yeah, that's what Rava says, the Mishnah's telling you. So the Gemara again says, Pshita, this is the Ikka D'Amri also, Pshita, obviously the Gemara, the Mishnah doesn't mention Darachpa, Zipsa Tznan. His Mara tell me, you would have thought, Hu adin afilu Darachpa, that even if he trampled it in, it would be enough just to use spray and wipe. Ahayde katani zipsa, so why does he mention the tarring? Orcha de milsa katani, just telling you about how tarring works. Kamash malon, dafka zipsa. It's only, when is it okay to just to use the spray and wipe if he tarred it? Avol darach bo lo sagi lo benigu. But if he trampled it, then it's not going to be enough to just use spray and wipe. You're going to have to scrape it off. Ki Ahuda Asla Kamad Rav Chiya, like the guy who came to Rav Chiya, you'll like this story. Amalei Havli Gavra the Dachili Masarti. He went to the rabbi and he said, "I'll do whatever you tell me. Just get a guy who knows what he's doing to come and kasher. To come and kasher my press. Yeah, call Travis, and he's gonna come and kasher my press. And I'll do whatever you tell me. Just make sure you do it right and don't stuff up my whole vintage of wine over here." So he came to Rav Chiya. It's Amalei the Rav. So Rav Chiya said to Rav, who was his nephew, he told him, "Rav, Zil Bahadei, go with him and kasher his vat over there. For Chazi the Lematzavach the Lai Bemedrashim, make sure he doesn't have any tainus to me later and come screaming that I stuffed up his vat when he comes to the Betchamidik and say, 'You Rabbi, you messed me all up.'" Yeah. It's Azal Chazi. So Rav came. Chazi to have a Shiatvei. So Rav came and he saw that it was very smooth. He saw the coating. Yeah, so he says, "Oh, this is not absorbing anything. It's so smooth and beautiful." Omar ha vada benigav sagale. So this, if the guy used it, all you have to do is spray and wipe, and that'll be good enough. Nothing absorbed into there. Vade de ka ozil. While he was leaving, the ozil va'osir, he was coming and going. Chaza pila mitoisa. He saw a crack underneath it, which he hadn't noticed before. V'chaza dava molech hamer. He saw it was full of wine underneath the crack. And he went, "Wow, I nearly stuffed up." Omar, he says, "Halo sagala benigov." No, this is not, his spray and wipe is not enough for this. Ella bakilov, he's got to scrape off this whole bit over here. So he went, "Whew, lucky I caught that." Behind the Omar li chavivi, and that's why my uncle Rav Chiya said to me, "Chazid alei metzavach alei bemedusha," that I should be careful that no one screams at me later for stuffing up. And I'm glad I found that bit that I didn't know about before.
Then you would have to quote your favorite Gemara in Erevin.
Yeah, you rabbis.
When they knock down the
Tana Rabbanan. Hagas, a vat, and the machatz is the basket that you use to get the wine from the bur to the. Hang on, I'll tell you in a second. It's getting
the chavis, yeah.
from the bur to the chavis, yeah. So it's a little container you use. Mashbech and the funnel, Shalev de Kechavim, is Rebbe Matzibin. So in all of those cases, if you want to borrow the goy's utensil, is Rebbe says good enough benigov. And Rebbe in the Mishnah said even the wooden one was good enough benigov. Yeah, just have to spray and wipe, and that's good. The Chachamim say it's no good. Omoida Rebbe bekan kanim Shalev de Kechavim. Rebbe says if you've got small jars like the actual bottles that the wine stays in for a long period of time, Shein Asurin. That is no good. You can't just use spray and wipe on that. Why is it so? Ma hefresh ben zel azeh, zeh machnis alakim, zeh machnis alakim. The place where the wine sits for a long time, so it absorbs into it more, and therefore spray and wipe is not going to do the trick. If the wine's in there for a very short time, and then it's straight out again. It doesn't absorb much, and then the spray and wipe's good enough. Right. Then we said Vishal Eitz, Vishal Evin. So that means that was Stam. So that Stam one was talking about where it was Cheres. Yeah. But now he says, yeah. Well, how do I know that? Because now he says, what about Eitz and Evin? Vishal Eitz, Vishal Evin. If it's wood or it's stone, Yenagev, then even the Chachamim Hesis will agree that spray and wipe will work. But if they've been tarred, and the tar, of course, has wine in it, then asurin, then it's no good. And it sounds like it's no good in any case. So the Gemara asks, one second, Hatanan, the Mishnah said, Agashal Eben Reziv Sa'akum, when the guy tarred the vat of stone, Min Agavita Hira, spray and wipe is good. So what are you saying here, asurin? So the Gemara says, Mastistin Eloi Darachba. Like we said in the Mishnah, we're talking about where he didn't trample any grapes into it. All he did was do the tar, and no smushing going on. So that's why spray and wipe is good enough in the Mishnah. The Braisa, which says that spray and wipe is not good enough, the Darachba, when he trampled into it as well, then you need to scrape it. Okay, Omar Mar, referring to the Braisa, which we just quoted, Rebbe Matir Benigov, Rebbe said it's good enough just to do a spray and wipe, V'chachamim Oisrin. So now, what about the last part of our Mishnah was with Cheres? So then that stump bit is talking about Cheres. Because this Braisa continues to then, oh, but if it's Eitz or Evin, that means the first part is talking about Cheres. Now we learned in our Mishnah, Shal Cheres, Afal Pishakol of Asazev, the Rezo Asura. In our Mishnah, we're very strict on if it's made of clay, that even if you peeled off the tar, it's no good. And so, Amar Rav, safer than Masnitin Asan and Rabbanon. That's according to the Chachamim, not according to Rebbe. Rebbe says it's okay. Just by spray and wipe. Darash Rava, Nava Artachta. If he did a hagola, he put boiling water in the vat, then that is kosher. So that's a separate thing. So instead of scraping, you can do hagola, kashering with boiling water. Rava ki have a mishadar gulfi laharpanya. When Rava would send some empty jugs to harpanya, sachef lo apomayu. He would do a double simin in the packaging. He would put them upside down and put the simin on the top of the bottom. I mean, on the bottom at the top, when it's upside down, at the top bit. So he had a double seal on the packaging of these jugs. Because he held kol davar shemalitz lakim, things which are used for storage, of long-term storage of the wine, like jugs, are fir lefisha, even if it's out of, then even if it's used temporarily, gozer berabonon. So if it sits there for 6 months with the wine on it, it's mamish no good. But even if it's only used temporarily, it's a gzera that even then it's no good too. So therefore, he wanted to put a simen on it and put the stempel so that to make sure it wasn't tampered, and therefore it would be kosher to use. But okay, so now just finishing off the spray and wipe that I keep talking about. By memenagvin, what's the ingredients of spray and wipe? Which we said is okay. Rav Amar b'mayim. Rav says water. That's pretty boring. Rav Rachana Amar b'efer. You use ashes. So you spray and wipe has ashes in it. So the Gemara asks, what do you mean? Rav Amar b'mayim. B'mayim b'loy b'efer. That's called niguv. Just water. That's not niguv. That's hadacha. That's just rinsing it. Niguv is a more mamoshistic. And similarly, Rav Rachana Amar b'efer. He says ashes. Efer b'loy b'mayim. If you don't have any liquid involved, you're not going to clean it very well. If you take some sticky wine and you try to clean it off with a bit of ashes, that's not going to clean it. Ella, top of the page, Rav Amar b'mayim u'adin la'efer. Rav says, how do you do spray and wipe? First you put liquid, and then you put some ashes, and then you use ashes on top to scrape it. And Rav b'chana amar la'efer u'adin la'mayim. And they use the ashes first, and then the water. V'loy pligi, but it's not machlekes. Hara b'tifto. If you got wet stuff, so first you dry it with the ashes, and then you smear it with the liquid, with the water, to clean it. Haba yabeshto, but if you got dried out, sticky gunk, first you put the water and wet it, and then you take the dry stuff and clean it. So this is Hilchus cleaning. Shkoyach. Okay.